Good morning. I'm Steve Brown on 89.7 NPR News. We've heard about rural areas without internet access, but many people in Ohio cities also remain disconnected. The Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism has been looking at digital inequity in Ohio. Joining us now is reporter Afee Scruggs, who just wrote a piece you can read this morning at WOSU.org. Afee, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Just so listeners understand, the issue we're talking about here is a lack of service largely because of people's incomes, not a lack of infrastructure like we see in rural areas. There are some exceptions that we'll talk about in just a moment. First, Afee, your story focused largely on Cleveland, but this is happening in cities around the state. Help us understand just how many people still do not have access to the internet at home.
It really depends on the city. In Cincinnati, for example, you have about 17% of households who have no broadband whatsoever. In Columbus, you have about 12%. But in Cleveland, the figure is much higher. It's about 27%, almost a third of the population. And when we're talking about folks that don't have anything at home like fiber, cable, or DSL, it even goes up higher in Cleveland. So we're talking about 44%. So Cleveland is one of the most disconnected cities in the country.
You talked to a librarian who has seen kids fall behind and do poorly on standardized tests because of this. You also talked to some senior citizens who travel around looking for free internet access. And I think those stories really get at this issue of internet no longer being a simple luxury. It's becoming more of a necessity as our society becomes increasingly online.
Yes, it really is. And I think for those of us who are wired, we really take it for granted. But after this story, I began to really look at for myself how much I do. You can't apply for a job, as the librarian and computer teacher mentioned. If you want to get food stamp benefits, you have to do that online. If you want to register your kids at school, you have to do that online. More and more our daily tasks are moving online. And if you don't have access or you're stuck with a mobile phone, you're really in quite a difficult position.
As I said, the lack of internet access in urban areas is mostly because people without it really just can't afford it. But there are some accusations of so-called digital redlining, where companies don't offer the same service in every neighborhood. Tell us about those, especially involving AT&T.
Yes, that was quite a contentious issue. It came to light back in 2017 when it was found that customers who were trying to apply for low-cost internet through AT&T, and let me say as an aside, this was a pilot program that several companies offered, found that their internet speeds were so low that they didn't qualify for the $10 a month fee. Organizations, the National Digital Inclusion Alliance, looked into it and found that AT&T had not upgraded its networks in a swath of neighborhoods that were low income in Cleveland. Now, we did talk to AT&T for this story. They said they do not redline, but they would not comment further on the allegations or the accusations that they were not building out their networks.
Afee Scruggs is a Cleveland-based reporter who wrote a piece called What is Disconnection? What is Digital Inequity? You can read that piece this morning at WOSU.org. Afee Scruggs, thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate you.